Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This weekend, Boston played host to the largest public safety exercise in city history. 2,000 first responders participated from Boston and eight surrounding communities. Dubbed Urban Shield, this 24-hour-long series of drills was designed to test and stress personnel, emergency tactics, and procedures. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman observed it and has this report.
It was a strange way to spend a Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. in an old, unused school in Brookline.
So they're briefed downstairs in the gym, and then the scene goes hot. They will hear shots being fired, and the role players will direct them into this room.
Brookline Police Lieutenant Philip Harrington outlines the Urban Shield scenario. It's the first of seven real-life terrorism emergency drills scheduled for the day. In this one, members of Quincy's SWAT team confront three armed shooters played by student volunteers from Brookline High.
As soon as they enter this room, they will be engaged from a shooter over in the right-hand corner here, right by where the bookcases are.
Shots fired, 303.
Take entry. Take entry.
Go.
The SWAT team uses SIM munitions, blanks and paintball bullets, and protective masks and body armor. But the scenario seen from nine TV cameras monitored in an observation room is scary real. Members of the Quincy SWAT team sneak peek and hide. They don't know what to expect, but the three armed attackers don't stand a chance. It's over in a matter of minutes.
All right, you can leave those role players. They're out of play. You guys can relax. Just keep your masks on and chill out right there.
3 hours later, the second Urban Shield scenario gets underway in a darkened laboratory hallway at MIT in Cambridge.
So, rooms are continually being searched, searching, and they eventually get to the stairwell where they have to go up the stairwell.
In this exercise, led by Cambridge Police Lieutenant George Sabby, members of another SWAT team follow a trail of fake blood splattered on floors and walls. The scenario, a workplace shooting, testing how teams communicate and coordinate. Police in combat gear have to protect medical first responders and then go after the worker they think did the shooting.
And then we have the suspect step out and they engage the team.
The suspect, says Lieutenant Sabby, is neutralized. The MIT scenario, like the one in Brookline, is over within minutes. Observers in protective gear score participants on how they handled the situation.
How real is that scenario?
I mean, that's as real as it gets. It's a stage, but we've seen it in different cities and stuff, so we don't lose. We never lose.
Canine units, explosive experts, FBI and city SWAT teams, fire and emergency medical personnel converge in a parking lot at Boston Seaport Convention Center. In the final scenario of the day, a bomb destroys part of the vast building. Visiting dignitaries are taken hostage. There are protesters to deal with, and gunmen roam the building.
Okay, I have that. Zone 1, you're getting two more units to stage with you.
It showcases teamwork.
William Gross is superintendent in chief of Boston Police. He says by the end of the 24-hour exercise, two teams, each with 1,000 participants, take part in Urban Shield Boston.
Training exercises like this allow us to work real time, real world, because lives are at stake.
But as real as the Urban Shield scenarios get, they don't test one critical aspect of police response to a terror event. Self-deployment, says Renee Fielding, Boston's director of emergency management.
It's not going to test self-deployment.
Why not?
It's not part of what we're testing today.
Self-deployment is when first responders from different agencies rush to a scene without adequate command and control. It's what happened in April 2013 in Watertown.
We're on Bigelow. We're just trying to figure out how to get there. We'll be right there. Runs off of Walnut Street.
A recent Harvard University investigation found self-deployment and the resulting confusion were the biggest failures when police converged on the boat on Franklin Street, where suspect Johar Tsarnaev was hiding.
Multiple shots fired here, okay? Everyone, hold their fire.
turns out that, in fact, the overwhelming police response that day in Watertown had the effect of making it more difficult to find Jahar in the boat, not easier.
Cade Crawford is with the Massachusetts ACLU.
Part of the reason for that is that the, you know, thousands of cops in the neighborhood trampled on the scent, and so the FBI dogs who were sent to look for him couldn't find him because there was no scent.
The ACLU of Massachusetts is critical of the Urban Shield exercises because of what it sees as the growing relationship between the federal government and local law enforcement agencies. The Department of Homeland Security will spend nearly $600 million this year on the drills nationwide. This weekend's was Boston's third. Following the marathon bombings, the city received a 60% boost in federal funding for the Urban Shield exercise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.